Okay, today we're going to continue in the sugya of a kohen shenimtza chala. You have a kohen nebuch, he thought he was a kohen his whole life, and as it turns out, he turns out to be a chala. So in our Gemara, it came out with an even worse case. It was a kohen gadol shenimtza chala, a kohen gadol shenimtza ben grusha ben chalutza. So how do we view his finding out that he's ben grusha ben chalutza? Do we view it as if mesa kuhuna, that the kohen gadol died because his kuhuna gadola died, as his very kahuna died on the day that he found out that he's ben grusha ben chalutza? But up until now, we view him as if he was a kohen gadol, and therefore the guy can go free from the Ur Miklat? Or do we view it, no, not that the kahuna gadola died, but that he never was a kohen gadol? It's as if we've been without a kohen gadol from the beginning of this guy's career, because this guy was never really a kohen gadol. And we saw the Gemara tried to link this to the situation of someone who's being makriv karbanos, and then he discovers that he's a chalal, whether those karbanos are kosher or not. Good, so we had that link that the Gemara tried to make, and then the Gemara said, no, you can't really link it necessarily to Karbanos, because it could be the special Gzeres HaKasos by Karbanos, that Afilu Chalol and Shabbach, the Karban is going to be kosher, even if it's brought by a Chalol. So it could be that everyone would agree by Karbanos, that both opinions about the Kohen Gadol would agree by Karbanos, that by Karbanos it would still be valid. Now, that's what we saw in our Gemara. We had several issues to deal with, just to quickly chazer what we mentioned yesterday. We saw that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Migdash Perek Vav Halachiyud, that a Kohen who does a avoda and then it turns out that he's a chalal, so all the avoda he did is kosher, because we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. That's how we expect to paskin, because remember we said Rabbi Lozer Shamute, who's always going to pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. But the Rambam added that even going forward, any more karbanos that he brings, they're also going to be kosher. And that was difficult to take. So we had several kashas. Kasha number one we had is misvara. Why would it be that once we know he's a chalal, that avodas that he does are going to be kosher? Kasha number two is the Gemara itself links the kohen gadol who's nimtza chalal with the idea of mesa kahuna, that it's as if he's a kohen gadol that died, and the rotzeach doesn't go to galus, or batla kahuna, and it's a glay misal mafreya, that he wasn't a kohen gadol at the time that he killed, and he never leaves the Ur Miklat, and we were told that machlokas, and the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, about a chal that was bringing karbanos. So you see beferish that they're only arguing Kol's man that he doesn't know that he's a chalo. But once he knows he's a chalo, it's pashut. Both deos in our Gemara about the Kohen Gadol, who finds out he's a chalo, it's a dover pashut that he's no longer going to be a Kohen Gadol. It's just a question whether his Kohen Gadol died or it never was. No one says it continues to be after he finds out that it's a chalo. So how could the Rambam say, by the guy bringing the karban, that his kahuna continues after he finds out that he's a chalal? That's a bomb kasha on the Rambam from our Gemara. And the other kasha is on the Ramban in Kiddushin, where the Ramban says that we only say this idea of avodas kshera if it turned out that he was a chalal, if it turned out that he was a safek chalal. But if he was a vaday chalal, then we're never going to say avodas kshera. How could the Ramban say such a chiddush? It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara is very clear. Our Gemara is very clear that in the case of the Kohen Gadol, it's a case where he found out that he was a vaday chalal. It wasn't a situation of a safek. Good, so these were the three questions that we asked. So we pointed out that in order to answer these three questions, it's important to see the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Kiddushin, and then try to figure it out, put it all together. So the Gemara in Pesachim we saw yesterday already, again, just to quickly review, the Gemara in Pesachim said that this idea of the avoda that the Kohen has done prior to finding out that he's a chalal, being kasher, is not just an idea by avodas hakarbanos, it's also an idea that applies to achilas truma. But the Gemara said, why does it apply to achilas truma? Because achilas truma is also nikra avoda. Achilas truma is also called avoda. So this gzeres hakosuv that our Gemara has, that Baruch Hashem chelo ufo yadav tirtza, afilu chalol in shabo, is a din in all avoda. Avoda means karbanos, and avoda means truma. But it's a din in all levels of avoda. That is what we drew from the Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Kiddushin talks about the following situation. Gemara in Kiddushin talks about a mikveh that was becheskas that it had 40 sa of water. And you keep on toveling things in the mikvah. This gemara comes up, it's a sugya in the beginning of Maseches Nida. It's a very important sugya. There's a sefer called Shev Shmeitza. The sefer Shev Shmeitza has seven major shiurim that were given by the author of the Shev Shmeitza, who's also the author of the Ktsos, the author of Avnei Miluim. He wrote three very, very lamdish svarim. So Shev Shmeitza were the seven shiurim that supposedly he gave during his Shavu Brachos week. Each day he would say some Chasen Torah. So if you were invited to one of his Shavu Brachos, be prepared to be there for a while, because he was saying Torah for a while. He made a whole big fat sefer. It's really a skinny sefer, but with everyone's notes on it that they publish it with, it turns into a big fat sefer of shiurim that he gave during Shavu Brachos week. The first in Shmeitza Aleph, he deals with this sugya. It's a sugya primarily at the beginning of Nida. The sugya is, you have a mikveh, you measure it as 40 sa'ah. Now you know the size of mikveh has to be the amount of water that could fit into a cube that would be that rectangular cube. Is it still called a cube if it's a rectangle? Whatever. A box that's 1 amma by 1 amma and 3 ammas tall. Because that's the size of a human being. We assume a human being is perfectly proportioned. 1 amma by 1 amma and 3 ammas tall. So the amount of water that fits into such a box is 40 sa. That's the shear of a kasher mikvah. So let's say you measure your mikvah. It's got 41 sa. You're great. So you use it for years and years. You keep tuffling things in it. And guess what happens every time you tuffle something in a mikvah? You pull it out of the mikvah, and there's water that sticks to the surface of whatever came out. So you decide, you know, in a year later to measure it again and see what's there. And now you have 39 sa. And you don't know when it turned, you know, when you dipped below the 40 sa'a line. You don't know when that happened. If someone came and took some water out of the mikveh, you don't know exactly when that happened. So what do you assume? So this is a major sugya in chazakos. The chazakah was the mikveh had a cheskas kashrus, because you know you had measured it once and it had a chazakah being a kasher. But that's a chazakah to meikara. That's an original chazakah. You have a chazakah to hashta, that right now it's a pasul mikveh, because right now it's a pasul mikveh. Then you have the chazakah of the items that you dipped in the mikveh, that they were becheskas tameh before you ever put them in the mikveh. So they have their own chazakah of a cheskas tumah. So it goes back and forth a little bit about that issue. And the Gemara tells us that the person was becheskas tameh, and we're mesupak whether he ever went into a kasher mikveh. So how could you be metayer him? He says, it's just like a guy who's being over on the Mizbech, and then he found out that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that his avod is going to be kosher. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mashal Omei Remarkable Gabi Mizbech, Venodushu Balmum, Shavadas Psula. He says, no, why don't you say it's just like a guy who was doing the avod on the Mizbech, and then he found out that he's Balmum, his avod is going to be possible. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ata Demisul Balmum, Vani Demisul Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Nir Lemi Dome. You think it's more like a case of a Kohen who's serving in the Mizbech and finds out that he's Balmum. I think it's more like a Kohen who's doing the Avodah and finds out that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Let's analyze which case is more similar to. Pashtus? Neither. Right? Pashtus is similar to neither case. No? Kohen finds out he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What does that mean? He just became a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? No, he's been his whole life. The guy who finds out he's Balmum just became Balmum. Pashas has been that way for a while, right? So, what are we comparing it to? A mikveh? A mikveh, we know it hasn't been that way forever. So, let's see. So, he says, let's see which one is more comparable to. E domal ben grushal ben chalutza, nidoneinu ke ben grushal chalutza. E domal balmum, nidoneinu ke balmum. Hischel Rabbi Kiva Ladens. Rabbi Kiva said, let's see. Mikveh psula biyachir u balmum psula biyachir. Val yochiach ben grusha ben chalutza shepsula b'shnayim. What does that mean? Mikveh and balmum are psul b'yachid, whereas ben grusha ben chalutza is different because it's a psul b'shnayim. What does that mean? It's psul b'shnayim. You need two edim to verify that you're ben grusha ben chalutza. Otherwise, you're not neman to classify someone as ben grusha ben chalutza. Why? Why do you need two edim? Better ben grusha ben chalutza. To say a guy's a Balmum, you don't need to wait him. Right?
Yeah, because you can just like look up a shirt and you can see he's a Balmum, but by fingers.
So it's very easy to prove. And the mikvah, also very easy to prove. Could also be Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a Darvish HaBarava. Ain't Darvish HaBarava Pax Mishnah. I mean, this is an issue of who he's allowed to marry. So when you're dealing with that, That's an issue of personal status, as opposed to just, is he allowed to do the avoda? Mikvah and balmum are psul in the actual item itself, ben grusha ben chalutza is something else. Amalei Rabbi Tarfon Akiva, kol haporish mimcha keporish min achayim. So Rabbi Tarfon, they like to, every once in a while, they like to give Rabbi Akiva a lot of chizik. So they'd say, every once in a while in Shas, you'll find, you know, Rabbi Akiva, sometimes they like to criticize him also. Akiva, malachay itzal agados, stop learning agadatas, you need to focus your energy on tum and tara, they tell him. But over here they say, ah, oh, Rabbi Akiva, anyone who's porish from you, it's like they're being porish from life. So what do you mean? A balmum, if there's contradictory testimony, a yachid is not believed. El deshasik, it must be the guy who's acknowledging it. So in the case of ben grusha ben chalutza, also must be where he's quietly acknowledging it. V'katani mikva psulu biyachid, balmum psulu biyachid, val yachid ben grusha ben chalutza psulu b'shnayim. V'abai yomer liolim dekam machish lei. Abaye says, no, really he is contradicting it. Udkaamr tamay mehemin, damale shalach achvi. I'm trying to get to the bottom line over here. Ben Grusha ben Chalutza avodas kasher minala. Here we go. Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, how do I know that his avodah is kasher? What does it mean his avodah is kasher? Whatever he's done until this point is kasher. Amr v'dam shmol damakra, v'haysa lo ulazaro acharav. Now wait a second. Before you read Amar Vidam Shmuel, you learned Makos Taf Yir Aleph Amin Beis Yir Beis Amin Aleph. So what's the answer supposed to be? How do I know that if a guy finds out he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that the avodah he's done till this point is kasher? Which pasuk? This pasuk, our pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelo. And not only that, Pesach Mayin Beis Amin Beis, same pasuk. That's the pasuk we're expecting. That's the pasuk it's supposed to quote. What does the Gemara say? I'm Rav Shmuel Damakra, different pasuk earlier in Chumash, but Midbar Chafei, Vaisalo ulazaro acharav, that Aaron and his children after him get to do the avoda. Bein zera kosher, uvein zera pasul. In order for your avoda to be kosher, you just need to descend from Aaron. You don't have to be a kosher kohen. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. You just need to be descendant of Aaron. Remember, I kept saying yesterday, what if I did the avoda? I'm a Yisrael. What if I did the avodah? Would you say the same thing? That the avodah is kosher? So according to this drasha, no. Ben Grusha ben Chalutza is a chalal, but he's zera aron. I'm not zera aron, so I'm worse than a chalal. So it's not that there's kohanim and then there are chalalim slash yisraelim and they're all on the same level. A chalal is still on a higher level than Yisrael because he's at least zera aron. Avod Shmuel Amar Me'acha. He says, I got a different pasuk. And then he quotes our pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelov Al Yad Tirtza, Afil Chulun Shabbat Tirtza. And then Rabbi Yane Amar, a third pasuk, Uvasa Al HaKohen Asher Yeh B'Yam Mehem, that you should go to the Kohen that is in their days. V'chisal Al Daitach Shadam Holech Etzel Kohen Shaloi B'Yamav. Well, would you think that a person would ever go to a Kohen who's not in his days? Elo Zeh Kashav V'Nishchalal. It means B'yam Mehem refers to even someone who was a kosher at the time that you went, but he then turned out to be a chalal. It still counts that he was a kohen at that time. That's how we know that the avod is kosher by a chalal. What about by a balmum? How do I know that it's pasul? So a different pasuk. L'chein amar hini nosanaz brisi shalom kshu shalom v'lo kshu chaser. That Pinchas got the brisi shalom, shalom, not shalom, but shalem. That he only gets the bris when he's shalem, not when he's chaser. And it's a vav katia. The vav of shalom is katia, is a cut off vav. What does it mean, it's a vav katia? What does that word mean? Vav katia hi. You familiar with this? You ever open up a chumash, or not a chumash, Sefer Torah? And that vav? It's cut. It's a cut in the middle of the vav. It's part of the Masorah. It's very interesting. In the Torah, there are certain things that we have that are just the Masorah of how to write a Sefer Torah. Certain letters that are enlarged, certain letters that are made smaller. Right in the Torah, so Vav Katia. Rav Shachta said he was once in shul in Washington Heights, and they were leaning, and they got to the Vav, and they said, "Ah, wait, it's psul. There's a cut in the Vav. Let's take out a new Sefer Torah." Like the guy didn't know that that's the way it's supposed to. The other Sefer Torah is the same psul. Oh my gosh, it's not a psul. That's the way they're supposed to write. Brisi Shalom is really Shalem. It's as if the Vav is not there. Is there, whenever the Gemara quotes multiple psukim to make the same point, the question we have to ask ourselves is there enough kamina between the different psukim? Is there a difference between these different psukim? Rav Asher Weiss suggests in his Minchas Asher Maseches Makos, given this Gemara, he suggests the following mahalich in answering all of the questions that we started with. Rav Asher Weiss is not in the tshuva. The tshuva is about something else. I actually haven't read the tshuva yet, but we'll get to it. In his Minchas Asher Makos, he suggests the following. There is a chakira about this din that someone who is found to be a ben grusha ben chalutza, that his avoda is going to be kosher, the mafreya, the bidiyavid, that his avoda that he already did is going to be kosher. Is that a din in his status as a chalal? That his status as a chalal does not disqualify his karbanos? Or is it a din in avodas hakarbanos? Meaning, are we mechadesh halacha that a chalal that we don't know about is a kohen gomor and therefore it's not real chalalus? That when he doesn't know that he's a chalal, he's not a chalal. He's still a kohen gomor, and chalalus only happens once he finds out about it. And that's why b'di'evit all the karbanos that he brought are going to be kosher. Or do you say no? It's not that he was a kohen kosher the whole time, and now that he finds out he's a chalal, that's when he actually becomes a chalal. No, he's a chalal the whole time. He's a zar, but there is a halacha that a zar is kosher kol zman that you don't know about his psul. So it's not that he was a kohen gomer; he was a chalal. But the chumash teaches us that a chalal's avodah is kosher as long as you didn't know about it. Those are the two ways of looking at it. Either you can look that he was never a chalal until now, that one only becomes a chalal when you declare him a chalal, and therefore he was really a kohen kasher the whole time. Or you can look at it, no, it's a din in avodas hakarbanos, that even though he was a chalal, avodah b'di'evit is kasher with a chalal. If he didn't know about it. Now what does that mean? That a guy who's born from a marriage of a kohen and a grusha is not going to be called a chalal until he finds out about it. The first tzad. How do we make any sense of that first tzad? That he's going to have a status of a full-fledged kohen until he knows that he's a chalal. Why would that be the case? Where do we ever have such a thing? That the metzius is all there, and yet we're not going to declare a status until an actual declaration happens. Do we have any parallels in halacha of such a thing? What? With? Goyim? Negoim. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking of. Right? By negoim, what do you have? A guy can have all of the simanim of tumah, of tzaras, but it's not, or the house can have all the simanim of tumah, of tzaras. And what do we say before we declare, Rashi and Chumash, before we declare a house to be tameh, the negat tzaras? Quickly, empty everything out. Take all your stuff out, because whatever is in a house that's a bayis hamenuga is going to be declared to be tameh. So empty everything out of the house, and then we'll declare it to be tameh. And that way you'll save everything. What do you mean? The nego was there the whole time, when the stuff was in the house. No, but it doesn't become tameh until you declare it as such. That's the halacha, it's a clear halacha by negayim. I told you the mice, I think once in my shul, I have a guy who had some sort of a skin irritation. So he asked the guy sitting next to Mishul, who happens to be a doctor, who also happens to be a Kohen. He's a Kohen doctor. It's also a long story how he managed to get through medical school without ever touching a dead body. Fascinating guy. So fascinating story. So he asked the Kohen doctor next to him, he said, I have the skin, the guy's a cardiologist. But, you know, when you're a doctor, everyone asks you everything. So he says, I have this the skin irritation. What do you think this is? So he says, tzaras. So then the guy says, oh my gosh, a Kohen just told me that, just diagnosed that I have tzaras. If Negayim is determined based on a statement of the Kohen, am I in trouble now? Do I have tzaras? Interesting, Shaila. Okay. But that's the chakir over here. is this a din in the psul halalus or a din in the avodas hakarbanos? Is it a din that before you find out that you're a halal, you were really a kohen gomer, you weren't a halal? Or is it a din? No, you're a halal the whole time, but avodas hakarbanos are kosher by a halal. So Rav Asher suggests, all the achronim ask that, they all point out that hakira, they all formulated in that way. So what he suggests is that maybe that's the machlokas that we just read in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Samach Vav and Beis. The Amoraim are trying to figure out Rabbi Yoshua's Shita. Rabbi Yoshua's Shita is, Kohen is doing Avodah, finds out that he's Chalol, his Avodah that he's done is Kasher B'diavet. What's the Vart in that Kasher B'diavet? According to Shmuel, that was opinion number one, Amri B'dom Shmuel. According to Rav Yudom Shmuel, we said v'ha'isa lol zarach rav, bein zara kasher, bein zara pasul. According to Rabbi Yanai, which was opinion number three, right? Rabbi Yanai was the third opinion. Just writing it down to keep track over here. Rabbi Yanai was the third opinion. Uvas al koin asher yia bayam mehem zeh kasher v'nischalal. And avuah de Shmuel is opinion number two, barei Hashem chelo, our pasuk. He says, if you learn from Barech Hashem Chelo, what's the end of the pasuk? How does the pasuk read? Barech Hashem Chelo ufoal yodav tirtza. So what does that sound like? A din in the avoda, or a din in the status of the Kohen? Ufoal yodav tirtza. What's foal yodav? His work. So that's a din in avoda. Ufoal yodav tirtza is a din in poal yodav. It's a din in the avoda. Whereas the other opinions, how do they say? Lo zaro achrav bein zera kosher bein zera pasul. Hakoyin asher yia b'yomeim ze kosher v'nischala. We're not even talking about avoda in those pesukim. What are we talking about? The person. We're talking about the kohen. It's a din in his etzem kedushas kahuna. Rav Asher says it's enough in a Yerushalmi like this. In the beginning of the 8th parak of Trumas, the Yerushalmi says that if you learn from Uvas al HaKohen, the same would be true about Kotche HaGvul, not just Avoda, that there's no din in Avoda Dafka, it's a din in the Kohen. Even for Achilas Truma, another Kotche HaGvul, that if you are a Kohen who does not yet know that you are a Chalal, you are a Kohen. You're not a Chalal. It's a din in his Kedushas Kuna, and has nothing to do with avoda per se. You don't need it to be about avoda. It's not about avoda. It's about who you are. And therefore, eating kachim kalim in Yerushalayim, fine. You didn't do anything wrong if it turns out you were eating kachim kalim the whole time. That's all part of being a kohen. Now, it would turn out, la halacha, how do we paskin? So he says, it sounds like if there are three sugyas in Shas, you have a sugya in Kiddushin that quotes three opinions. You have a sugya in Pesachim that only quotes one opinion, and you have a sugya in Makkos that only quotes one opinion. It sounds like the stomach of the Gemara leans toward which shita? The one that says that it's all about Fal Yada. It's all about the Avoda. That it's a din in Avoda. Not like the other drasha, it's a din in your status as a Kohen. That at any time, the stum of the Gemara talks about it's always Baruch Hashem Chelo, and that's the only drasha quotes. And in fact, the Rambam in Ilchus Migdash that we saw yesterday, right? Where's that Rambam that we saw in source number 4? Kohen Shavu Bad Vinivdak Vinimtzah Chalav Dasak Sheru L'Shavenu Avilabav V'Mavlo Chilas Shenemar. Which pasuk does the Rambam quote? Baruch Hashem Chelo Fal Yadav Tirtzeh. Rambam quotes our pasuk. Rambam quotes a pasuk that the Gemara in Pesachim quoted. So apparently the Rambam paskins by quoting that pasuk. He's paskining that it's not a din in the Kedushas Kohuna, it's a din in the Avoda. Now, if it were a din in the Kohuna, then you'd have to say that it would only work until you find out that he's a Chala. Because if you're going to say that it works even after he finds out that he's a halal, then there's no such thing as a halal anymore. You know what I'm saying? If it's a din in who he is, that there's a special status, that even though he's a chalal, he has full kedushas kahuna, then behechrech, you have to say, that only works until he knows about it. But once he knows about it, that din no longer applies. Because if the din were to apply, even after he knows about it, then there's no such thing as a chalal. But if you're going to say that it's a din in avoda, that of course he's a chalal, but it's just that the avoda of a chalal is kasher. Well, then maybe that din, that avoda of a chalal is kasher, could continue even after he finds out about it. Why? Because there's still a din called a chalal, legabe kachay agavol, legabe all sorts of other halachas, getting the first aliyah, birchas kohanim, all sorts of halachas, you'll have dinim of chalal. It's just legabe avoda. The avoda of a chalal is going to be kosher, and that may even continue after he finds out that he's a chalal. And that might be pshat in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Of all the drushes of how we know that the avoda of a chalal is going to be kosher b'di'eved, I choose the drusha that's mentioned in Makkos and Psach. And therefore, I'm telling you that this is a din in avoda. It's not a din in kedushas kuhuna. Oh, once it's a din in avoda, it's not a din in kedushas kuhuna. It can still. There's no reason to cut it off at the moment that he finds out that he's a challah. It could continue beyond the time that he's a challah. And that's why the Rambam says, and if he continues to bring karbanos afterwards, the karban's still going to be kosher. Because there's a din in avoda, that avoda done by a chalal is kosher. That conceptually could explain the Rambam, but it doesn't answer all of our kashas. Why doesn't it answer all of our kashas? We started with three kashas. Kasha number one is, conceptually it's hard to understand why the Rambam would say that after he finds out he's a chalal, he's still able to do avoda. Okay, that we took care of. Conceptually, because it's not a din in his Kedushas Kuna, it's a din in the Avoda, so there's a Gzeres HaKasa, the Avoda of a Chalal is Kasher, so that could keep on going. What about the other Kashers? The Gemara in Makkos specifically linked this Machlokas from Lazar Yeshua with our case of a Kohen Gadol that's Nimtza Chalal. And the machlokas we have about a Kohen Gadol and Nimtza Chalal. And what was the machlokas about a Kohen Gadol and Nimtza Chalal? There are two opinions, not three, and the two opinions are Mesa Kuhuna, Batla Kuhuna. Both opinions agree, it doesn't go on. It stops right there. As soon as he finds out he's a Chalal, it's over. His Kuhuna Gadol definitely doesn't continue. It may have never existed, but it definitely doesn't continue. So how can the Rambam say, not conceptually I get it, but how could the Rambam read our Gemara? How could the Rambam say the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua in saying that his karbanos have been kasher the whole time is that they will still continue to be kasher even after he finds out his chol? Then what was the Gemara linking? How could the Gemara make that link? By Kuhuna Gadol, it definitely doesn't work that way. It definitely stops. So to answer that, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that there's a shift that happens in our Gemara between the Hava Amina and the Maskana. It's important to know our Gemara cold. Our Gemara quoted this machlokes about the Kohen Gadol, says, oh, maybe that's the same machlokes from Blazer of Yeshua. Then the Gemara said, no, it's not the same machlokes. Aliba de Rabbi Lezer, Kuliam lo pligi, ki pligi, aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. Our machlokas by Kohen Gadol could be two sides, both within Rabbi Yeshua, because it's a special gzeres hakasa. So says Rav Asher, maybe the makshe and the maskana of the Gemara are arguing about this very issue. That when the Gemara suggests originally that the machlokas, whether meisakuna or batlakuna, is the machlokas of Rabbi Lezer Yeshua, we must be assuming that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing about the chalal only till the point that he finds out that he's a chalal. They're only arguing about b'di'eved, those kavanos that were brought before he found out he's a chala. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, for whatever reason, that up until this point, the avodah is kosher. So Rabbi Yeshua would hold, he's a kohen l'chol davar. And that's only until the point that he knows. And Rabbi Yeshua would therefore be saying that this is a din in his kedushas kahuna. But then the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a din in his kedushas kahuna. Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, right? Alibid Rabbi Lazar kuliyam lo pligi. Ki pligi alibid Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, what the Gemara is being mechadesh with that line is that Rabbi Yeshua is not telling me a din in kedushas kuna. He's telling me a din in avoda. Paul yad of tirtza. That's what the Gemara is being mechadesh. Right, why does the Gemara first think that it perfectly aligns with Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, and then say, no, all of a sudden it doesn't align? Because what did the Gemara introduce? It introduced this drasha. Uval Yad of Tirtza. It introduced the idea that it's not a din in this Kedushas Kuna, that it's a din in the Avoda. That was the game changer. So now that we suggest it's a din in Avoda, Limaskana, we can say that it applies even after he finds out that he's a chalal. So what was our kasha? How could the Rambam say that even after he finds out he's a chalal, his avodah is still going to be kosher? The Gemara compared it to a kohen gadol, and by kohen gadol we know it stops as soon as he finds out that he's a chalal. That was a hava amina in the Gemara. The Gemara in the hava amina thought that the idea that his avodah is going to be kosher b'dieved is a din in his kedushas kahuna, and yeah, that will stop as soon as he finds out he's a chalal, and that will be linked exactly to the Kohen Gadol case. That will be a perfect match. But then the Gemara says the maskana, no, by the Kohen Gadol vaday it stops. By the Kohen Gadol it's vaday a din in kedushas kahuna gedola. That vaday stops as soon as he finds out he's a chalal. Because that's definitely a din in the Kedusha. It's not a din in Avoda. But about a regular Kohen doing Avoda, that b'dieved his Kavanos are going to be kosher, that's a din in Avoda. That's Paul Yad of Tirtze. And that explains the Ramban. Because what was the kasha the Ritva asked in the Ramban? The Ritva asked, how can you, Ramban, say that the only time we're going to be machshir the karbanos b'diavad is if he's a safek chalal, but if he's a vadei chalal, we won't be machshir? According to the makshe of the Gemara in Achinami, even if he was a vadei chalal, the avoda would be kosher, because he doesn't have a din of a chalal at all. There's a din in Kedushas Kahuna that vis-a-vis Karbanos, there's a din in Kedushas Kahuna, rather, that prior to finding out that he's a Chalal, he's not a Chalal. But according to the Maskana of the Gemara, he's a Chalal Chaldavar. He's not absolutely a Chalal. His Kuna's Batal Mafreya. Why would we say his Avodah's Kasher? A din in Avodah. The Gezeres HaKasuv, that his Avodah's going to be Kasher. It could be that that Gezeres HaKasuv is only in a situation of a Safek Chalal. That the Gezeres HaKasuv is there to tell me that a Safek Chalal could make Avodah Kshera B'diavad. Because, but as a personal status, he's a Zar, L'chal Davar. So yeah, in the Havamina of the Gemara, we thought it would apply to a Vaday Chalal as much as a Safek Chalal, because we thought it was about his Kedushas Kahuna. And the din in Kedushas Kuna would be that even if he's a chalal but he doesn't know about it, he still has full-fledged Kedushas Kuna. But the way it turns out, the maskana is not that way. And based on this, Rav Asher goes on to say, we could be metarets the kasha and tosos and meseches ksubus chav gimel amir aleph. If a chalal does avoda on Shabbos, he's chayv misa. So frak tosos a kasha. that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that avodas kshera. So why should he be chayiv misa? No, Tulsa says that a cholol does avoda on Shabbos is chayiv misa. Ask all the achronim. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Chol did the avoda. The avoda is kosher. So why, if he did it on Shabbos, should he be chayiv misa? It was avoda kshera. It was perfectly good. No? So Sharon Melech suggests, oh, it must be Tosfos tells like the Ramban, that his avod is only kosher if he was a Suffolk Cholah. And when Tosfos says that if a Cholah does the avod on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa, that's by a Vadai Cholah. But a Suffolk Cholah, he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. But maybe we could say, says Rav Asher, differently. Maybe, even though in the beginning of the Sugya, where we thought it was a din in the Etzem Kedushas Kuhuna, where if his din is the same din as a Kohen Hedyot, it would be just like a Kohen Gadol, because why would it be any different? It's as if he was never... Sorry. Maybe like this. Even if his avot is kosher, he might still be Chayiv Misa, because once he's a Zar, and his Kedushas, Kuhunas, and Neschalal, even though his Avodah's kosher, what's the Gezeres HaKasav? Ho'al Yadav Tirtze. That his Avodah, B'dievet, has to be viewed as kosher. But does that Gezeres HaKasav mean that Hutra Shabbos Eitzel his Avodah? That we're going to be Matir Chil Shabbos for his Avodah? Meaning there are really two different dinim going on over here. There's a din of avoda being docha Shabbos, and there's a din of an avoda of a chalol being kasher avoda. Maybe avoda is only docha Shabbos if it's avoda done by a kasher, but if it's avoda done by a chalol, it's not docha Shabbos. Even though there's a gzeres hakasav that avoda of a chalol is kasher avoda, yes, kasher avoda b'diavet, but it's not going to be docha Shabbos. So if you say this vart, that the whole back and forth in the Gemara was it a din in his Kedushas Kuhuna, or was it a din in the Avoda? And the Maskanas Advarim, we say it's a din in the Avoda, and that's what the Sugya Psachim is saying, that's what the Sugya Imakas is saying, that it's a din in the Avoda. It not only answers the Shitas HaRambam, it answers the Shitas HaRamban, and it answers the Shitas HaTosfos. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow I would like to take a look at that tshuva and see what the poskim have to say about the Kohen who finds out later on in life, after he did a lot of pidyon habens, that he's not really a Kohen, that he's really a Cholo. What the halacha would be in that situation, and maybe a little more in Shitas HaRambam. So Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. You can take a look at the Evan Ozel. If you get through that tshuva, there's an Evan Ozel I didn't get to put in, but I'm sure we have an Evan Ozel here in the basement.